The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So? Okay, what happened to my thing there? Let's just start the damn show. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, finally, for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood, but there's no reason to be because you got an extra day off this week. At least some of you did. We did.
We did.
So I'll be in a good mood. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. I've got a two-day week at work this week. So I'm,
nice.
I'm going to give you strong showings for the next 6 hours of radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can just kind of take it easy here for the next 2 days.
I mean, if
you want. Because I got to carry all these other guys once you're gone.
Well, just remember what's going to happen when you're gone 2 weeks straight.
Well, I'm trying to finagle my way out of the second week. I'm trying to come up with a reason not to go, change my flights back, but we'll see. I try this every year. I like, try to pick a fight with the wife.
It's not going to work.
And then that way, it's like, all right, fine. You don't have to stay the whole 2 weeks. But I'm 0 for the last 3 years trying to pull that off. How was your weekend, man?
It was pretty good. Not too shabby. It was fairly sportsy. I went to Austin yesterday, and it was like foggy half the way there, and then poured rain like the other half, and then the first 30, 45 minutes we were there. But then it was a beautiful day the rest of the day. Good Memorial Day. I don't know what else is going on. Oh. My buddy got knocked out. That didn't go so well.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about that.
Yeah, it could have been better.
Oh, well.
But besides that, it was solid. How about you?
A lot of working out, a lot of drinking. And I went to my son's graduation Sunday night, which I wanted to live tweet the speeches so badly. But my wife said, you can't make fun of an 18-year-old. Not publicly, anyway.
Sure you can.
And all I will say is that if this is the future of our country, I'm very concerned. Both the salutatorian and the valedictorian kept talking about how hard life was. If life is hard for you in high school, I got some news for you. It's about to get a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, what would really make life hard when you're in high school? What could have been going on that life was actually really hard?
I have no idea. I guess if you're valedictorian, you probably are having to
maybe you're
study
working
your
a little
ass
more
off
than everybody else. Yeah,
I would think so. But
I mean, I don't know. Life's good back then. It was easy. Everything's easy.
Yeah,
simple.
I know. My
it's
favorite
a simple time.
My favorite part though was, well, here's the other thing. Apparently, Harry Potter is still a thing. There were like 6 Harry Potter references, and it's like, okay, isn't that like 10 years old now from the movies? Maybe you should have moved on by now.
Nobody's moving on.
But my favorite part was the one girl said something to the effect of, well, not all of you can be as wealthy as me, but we could all still be friends or something to that effect. And I'm like, really? Did you just say that?
Like she's talking about her current wealth?
Yeah,
or
I guess so.
Her self-projected worth.
I think her current wealth. And then the other funny part was that both of them said something to the effect, I don't know all of you in the class, implying that they don't really know anybody in the class, which I guess if you're going to be the top dog, you have to work your butt off.
Yeah, you don't have friends.
You don't have any friends. But after listening to their speeches, I can see why I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that. But my son graduated, and he's happy. He looked good. So now he's off to college.
What's he going to do with the summer?
He's not going to do anything. He's just going to kind of bum around.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to come hang out with me a little bit. We're going to work out during the day some and, you know, just talk about his writing and stuff like that and hang out a little bit. And he's waiting to dive in when he actually starts.
Didn't
want
to go on like a trip or try to go, you know, like run around and
Laid. He just wants to take it easy, which I don't blame. I kind of encouraged him to take some summer classes and jump right in, and he's like, nope, I'm gonna take the summer off and just chill.
Oh, I would take the summer off too, but I wouldn't just chill. I'd get need to
go
to Mexico.
I
bang some senoritas.
I was trying to talk him into doing something, but he just kind of wants to, you know, get ready for school and just not do anything and hang out by the pool and stuff like that. So
fair enough.
Which is kind of typical teenager stuff, I guess.
I say that. Like the day after I graduated high school, I left to basic training. So I didn't
Exactly.
Like an awesome summer after my senior year. But I regret not having an awesome summer.
I jumped right into school and started taking, I think I took 12 hours that summer. And because I was trying to graduate, I wanted to graduate fast because basically I had a job waiting for me if I could just graduate. So I jumped right in. I shouldn't have either. I should have taken the summer off and gone and done something fun. But oh well. But it was entertaining at least. And I did not stay the whole time though. But neither did my ex and my daughter. So
okay.
I don't feel bad at all.
But I saw you like taking pictures with them after. So you had to have been there.
Well, no, I took the pictures with my daughter during the
because
when we were leaving, she came up to talk to us.
But like,
and that picture was before he went actually.
So your ex and daughter left early too?
Yeah.
So nobody stuck around to see him throw his hat in the air?
No. No.
God, you guys are the worst. You're the worst.
He didn't even want us to stay.
That's what, of course he says that because.
No, he means it. He means it.
No. I feel like we've had this talk before.
It was going to be at least another hour and a half, man. There were like, there were 1,000 kids in that class.
All right.
So he was cool with it. Hey, if that makes me a bad person, so be it.
You're a bad
person. I wasn't the only one, though.
Jong, is he a bad person? Where do you fall on this?
He might regret this later when he's an adult. Your son, he might look back and be like, I wish you were there.
I was there.
Well, I meant for the entire thing. I don't know.
He didn't want to be there for the entire thing. He would have left if he could have.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. My parents.
But he was stuck there. You should have been stuck there with him.
No. I did my part. I brought him into this world. It's his own fault. Nah, he was cool. Everybody was cool with it. It just, I was wondering at the time if it was the right thing to do, and then I went and was talking to my daughter, and she's like, "Oh yeah, we're about to leave too." I was like, "Oh okay, fine. If you do it, then it's cool." 713-780 ESPN's your number. So, what number did you get on the Warriors when they were down 3-1?
+230.
Wow. See, I only got +215.
Okay,
but it worked.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There were some moments where I thought I was wrong and the Thunder were just going to eventually pull away from them, but they're just a team is not built to close, it doesn't seem. And the especially in Game 6 where it seemed like the Thunder started almost getting into like celebration mode.
Yeah.
And the Warriors were still playing basketball, you know. The Thunder were already still thinking of, they were already thinking about the Cavs, and the Warriors were thinking about the game. And I mean, it's really inexcusable for them to blow that Game 6 lead. Game 7, a little bit different. I mean, they had a big lead, but that third quarter they just got overwhelmed, and They made a couple runs in the fourth, but they're just not as good of a team as the Warriors, and eventually they just got worn down.
Yeah, I thought Game 6 was the one that the Thunder had to win, because if it went back to Oakland for Game 7, I didn't really like their chance. And they played well. I mean, they hung in there a lot better than I thought they would, but Warriors were just a better team. There's a reason they won 73 games, and it's no shame to the Thunder that they pushed them to the limit. And I thought it turned out to be a really good series. I wasn't expecting it to be a good series, but the Warriors turned it on. And now you get the Warriors-Cavs rematch with a healthy Cavs team. Do you see it going any differently?
Man, I don't know. I'm not ready to make my full prediction yet, but I do think the Cavs make a series of it. I'm almost leaning Cavs. But just a home court advantage is what scares me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so great for that team. Although they did look, you know, mortal at home in this series. And I think the Cavs are a better team than the Thunder. It's just a matter of if they're going to be able to win a game or two in Oakland. And that's proven to be difficult for most teams so far this season.
Corey says, love you guys so much. I listen to y'all BS with each other over listening to the Stros broadcast. Astros are winning, by the way. So
today.
Yeah, 7-2. Yeah, they're on a little bit of a positive run right
they're
now.
They're on a tear.
They've gotten to within 6 games of .500.
Wow.
I know you're excited.
What's funny is there are people who are getting excited. Like, here it comes. It's not coming. This team's just not very good. Mm. So, I mean, I don't want to rain on your parade, but that's the reality.
Texter says, bad person, without a doubt. Meh. It's your opinion.
That's like your opinion, man.
Yeah. I sat through the hour and a half of bull stuff speeches beforehand that were just...
I thought you were going to show up late.
No, I wasn't going to do that. I showed up right on time. And, yeah, it was about an hour and a half before they actually got to running them through.
Because, like, wouldn't it have been better if you showed up when they started announcing the names and then you stayed till the end instead of showing up for all the speeches and stuff?
Yeah, although I don't know how long that would have been, but I don't even think he threw his hat in the air, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, he's like me. I didn't even go to my college graduation.
He looks a lot like you. I saw that picture you posted on Facebook.
Yeah, poor kid.
I know. I feel bad for the kid. Good thing he's smart. I mean,
yeah, he's extremely smart, much smarter than I am. So he'll do fine.
That's good.
Yeah, I
hope he's charming.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's got a great sense of humor. Okay, he's very funny. And he's a good kid, though. He actually volunteers. That's the other thing he's doing this summer. He's volunteering to help old people and stuff. He does all that kind of thing.
That's good.
That's the thing. That's why.
By the way, not that I'm checking out dudes. You know, this isn't New Day 610 where.
Well, yeah, because you didn't mention anything about his junk.
Oh, my Lord.
The hell was that? My goodness. Yeah.
That's no shadow on his graduation gown. That's a huge dong.
Oh, the ladies are going to love that. Yeah. All right, guys.
Do you think they're looking past the abs and the pectoral muscles and seeing that gigantic chunk of meat that he's keeping in those tight but loose shorts?
For the people who don't know what we're talking about, apparently the show on the other... on the other side of the
dial.
You could
just say Rich Lord was man-gazing at J.J.
Watt's pecker,
and
basically.
Like, swooning over it, apparently. It's like all over, like, Therese Owens did a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, bro. We get it. You like the
Oh,
meat?
My Lord, I think is what he said about it. So.
I don't think it was like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah, hey, well, whatever you're into, man. That just, I don't know. I think he was... gazing down there and seeing a lot of himself. That's all I'll say. Anyway, hey, Father's Day is coming up, and you want to do something really cool. We got the perfect Father's Day gift for you. The Omaha Steaks have a great, great deal for you. And believe me, this is a fantastic limited time Father's Day package that they're giving you. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred. How about this? $49.99 plus shipping and handling. Here's what you get. 2 tender mild filet mignons. 2 bold beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus you get 4 additional burgers for free. That's just for $49.99, less than $50. You're going to be loaded, and if your dad likes to grill, man, this is the thing to do. As a matter of fact, we grilled some steaks this weekend. We haven't even begun to get halfway through this package, and we've had it now for about a month. That's how good this stuff is. That's how much there is. And if you love steaks, you love Omaha Steaks. Right now, limited time offer to the Blitzers for Father's Day, 80% off their Father's Day package. So $49.99. To get this limited time package for only $49.99, go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart. I promise you, your dad's going to love it. And if you don't want to get it for your dad, get it for yourself, man. This is a great, great deal. That's omahasteaks.com. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me.
Now dance, man, I never had a chance. ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Deacon says, okay, I'm biting. Where can I hear this clip of penis worship with Rich Lord?
Oh, my.
I think Rich Lord would have liked the bit, too. But if you follow Craig Shelton, who's on our station, he tweeted it out earlier. A link to it in a little story about it. He was, like most of us, a little surprised. Just put it that way. So Joshua says, but guys, all he needs to do is tell some good stories. Maybe that's why he's doing the writing program, hashtag lady killer. A kid can tell stories. So there it is. That's what'll work for him. Shame he looks like me, but he'll do fine because he can tell stories. Anyway. I know you didn't watch any of the Stanley Cup last night. Thank God.
Guess who did watch the Stanley Cup? No one.
Well, I think it was, I saw it was something like 4.2 up until the start of the basketball game. And I don't know what the number was after that. 4.2 million.
Yeah. It didn't go well for the Stanley. I mean, I guess this is pretty typical, but that game last night, the basketball game, was the highest viewed cable basketball game I think ever.
Yeah, and it should have been. It was a game 7 with the defending champs.
Whoa.
Is that you?
Yeah. Was the highest rated game ever on TNT. Like the highest rated programming ever on TNT. The overnights in San Francisco. The OKC Golden State game was a 30.9 for an overnight rating. Sharks Pens, which that's the Sharks, that's also their
right, that's our market.
Media market, came in at a 5.3.
Sounds about right, actually. It's a game 7 versus a game 1.
But it's the finals against a conference final.
Yeah, but it's still a game 7 of a conference final with a defending champ.
But it's a 2.8.
And you're talking about a team that in that market just won the championship last year. That's going to have a bigger following. It's not going to be close.
It had a 2.8 overnight rating, the overall, the Stanley Cup numbers.
That's higher than I thought it would have been.
It was a 4.2 last year. Game 1 was a 4.2 last year, but that had Chicago, which probably helps. It was the worst game 1 rating since 2012 when it was Kings Devils. For context on what a 2.8 looks like against something that's not a game 7 like the Warriors Thunder, which obviously we knew would pull huge numbers. There was a rerun of Scorpion on last night on CBS, which pulled a 2.6, and The Bachelorette had a 4.4. So not the hope, not the strong start the NHL Stanley Cup was hoping.
No, but the good news is there's no more conflicts with the basketball. The rest of the schedule, sure. Which I guess there's nothing they could do about this. They didn't know there was going to be
game 7.
But do
you think they have a lot of crossover audience?
I think there's some people who will watch just because it's, I mean, like, if you didn't have anything else to watch and there was no basketball, you'd probably watch some of it because it's sports. Casual fans will watch more of it. If I'm hockey, I'm going out of my way to not be up against the NBA.
Oh, and I've said that from the beginning of the playoffs.
I know.
Do this. But to do that game.
Well, and I don't think you can plan out that there's going to be a game 7 there, especially in the same market, man.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, but I think it'll be pretty cool. I think it'll be fine moving forward because it'll be no
more.
Was
the game good?
It was, actually. Unfortunately, so I was watching split screen so I could watch them both, and I just had a hard time trying to keep up with both, so I wound up watching more of the basketball because it really was more meaningful in a game 1. And, you know, so I did see the game-winning goal and all, but I didn't get to follow it as closely as I would have because I was more interested in the basketball.
Yeah, OKC Golden State averaged 15.9 million viewers.
Which,
ridiculous.
In context, is still kind of a weak Monday night football game.
Yeah.
So, but still, that's.
But it's on cable. Well,
yeah, so is Monday night football.
Yeah, I'd have to look at what, because I know Monday night football's ratings have been down since they were on cable.
Yeah, they still do. I still think they do those numbers, though. I think the numbers come in around 12, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Which, you know.
So it's not a weak Monday night football game.
Well, I mean, the bad ones, that's about what they do.
Okay.
So, 713-780-ESPN. I'll have to look it up again. It used to be that the NFL always, even a bad game. Now, I bet you some of those Thursday games, I bet you those have pretty low ratings.
Oh, because they're terrible games.
Although almost. They wind up on CBS. Some of them they did on CBS, and next year they're going to have some on NBC. So, oh well. I'll have to go study ratings. 713-780-ESPN. 832, as soon as the refs took over in the Golden State-Oklahoma City game, I watched the NHL finals.
What refs took over?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the laziest
narrative.
I've been hearing that from, the refs wanted the Warriors. Come on, man.
The back-to-back MVP of the league got to the line once last night, and it was late in the fourth quarter. The refs, what they did, and I was glad they did, they let them play yesterday. They just said, you know what, you guys go. Let me bang, bro. And they went at it. And the Thunder melted is what happened. The third quarter, they just fell apart. It had nothing to do with the refs. They just stopped playing.
Your Astros are now leading 8-2. Valbuena with that home run.
Oh, my.
You should be very excited.
Look at Valbuena and the way he fills out that uniform. Oh, that's not a shadow.
Oh, my Lord.
Are you seeing that home run trot?
Is he holding a bat in each hand? Is that what he's doing?
He didn't drop his bat after he hit the home run. He's carrying it around the bases with him. Concealed. That's New Day Sports 610, Sports Radio 610. New Day Sports Radio 610 is like only commentating on guys' dongs. I can't wait.
Okay.
It's going to be awkward for some of those guys.
Yeah, probably.
But some of them are going to be, all right, cool, I got this. I got this, bro.
I saw that picture too. I have to admit, at no point did I ever, my eyes reach it down there until after I heard that.
All I did, I saw a picture of J.J. Watt with his shirt off, and I said, ugh.
Not
this
again.
Dude is back to being thirsty. Like, someone must not have said his name for 30 minutes. And he was like, gosh, he's like Kim Kardashian. He's got
to. Yep.
If he hasn't seen something about himself in a while, he's got to make a move.
He loves being him. So. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And we will do Game of Thrones talk today. I'm going to warn you, though, it wasn't
good?
I don't have a lot of positive.
I said it wasn't good, and like three people were like, if you didn't think that was good, you weren't paying attention. I just said,
I was paying attention. I agree with you.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Well, we'll do it at 5:30, though, and we'll talk about it then. But, yeah, I'll tell you what. I have a theory on what they should have focused on that would have been a better story than what they wound up doing.
Khaleesi's boobs.
Well, that's always a good thing, but
if you want good ratings, that's the way to go, right?
Yeah,
pretty much every time.
Or you know what? The walk of shame for Marjorie, I'd have been okay with that too.
Yeah, they big missed opportunity there. Yeah. That was huge.
Yeah, I would have definitely been down with the shame bell for her.
Aubrey Theodi, our man from Dirt Free, is on the line. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey guys, good afternoon. Man, you can't help but love Game of Thrones. You have to be a communist not to like Game of Thrones.
I'm telling you.
I love that show. I tell you what, when you pick up the phone and dial, and it's so hard sometimes. I'm traveling to Austin to do a TV show. It's 730 Auckland, San Antonio, 68 Queen. Then, of course, in Houston, we've got the luxury of having 281 Dirt Free. But when you pick up the phone, dial 281 Dirt Free. It is absolutely the best honeydew number you can dial because we use carpet, tile, grout, leather, great upholstery, and then tile includes a lot of different forms of tile. There's marble, terrazzo, travertine. Pick up the phone dial, one-stop shop, 281 Dirt Free. We'll come out to it with those soap, chemical residue, staff water. We can reseal the grout. We can fix the rip, wrinkle, or tear in the carpet. It's your one-stop honeydew shop to make the interior quality of your home perfect without a soap or chemical residue, with a technology leap forward, not backwards, that you'll just be amazed. Let it start in the worst area. You don't like it, don't pay. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373. dirtfreecarpet.com on the web. Pick up the phone, give us a shout, let us come out and do three rooms for you. We'll do it for $100 for carpet cleaning, and we'll give you $100 free speed dry as well. So we'll throw in a bonus. If you give us a shout right now, be one of the first callers doing one dirt free.
All right, that's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thanks, guys.
In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Dan, we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It's now 8-3 Astros. As, the Diamondbacks had the bases loaded in a wild pitch there from McCullers. So I retweeted it. It was either Lamont. I think Lamont had tweeted the thing that had the link to Craig Shelton's deal with Rich Lord. So I retweeted it for those of you who haven't heard it yet. Just you can listen to it on the next break. It's very quick. Couple of things. Like the whole weekend was people talking about a damn gorilla getting shot. What the hell was that?
I don't know if I even want to get on that story. It pissed me off.
Well,
and if that gorilla was white, you know this wouldn't have happened. You know they would have found a peaceful end to it.
Probably, yes.
That story bums me out, man. You know I love animals.
Yeah.
I understand why they had to kill that thing. But then I heard people saying that, I mean, like, the parents shouldn't be held. I think the parents should be held responsible.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the parents should be and the zoo should be for having an enclosure that a four-year-old can get into.
I don't see. The thing is, and my wife was saying that same thing, and I said, if the gorilla jumped out and attacked the humans, there's zero question that the zoo would be held liable for that, right?
Well, absolutely.
I mean, there'd be a lawsuit, obviously.
Yeah.
If a gorilla jumped out of the enclosure and killed a kid. But even at the Houston Zoo, like the gorilla exhibit at the Houston Zoo is like plexiglass. There's no way you could come close to getting into it.
Well,
but think about the bear exhibits at the Houston Zoo. If you're stupid enough, you could jump down into that hole. I mean, you're probably going to get hurt jumping down in there, but, I mean, this is a life lesson. If you jump into animal enclosures at the zoo, you're probably going to get hurt anyway, even if the fall's not very far.
What country was it with the guy who was trying to kill himself by diving into the lion's den?
Yeah.
The naked guy?
Yeah.
No, but
couldn't even do that right.
The thing is, I can see that if you're...
What a loser.
If you're a 22-year-old knucklehead who's trying to be stupid and death by gorilla, fine. I don't see how a four-year-old gets in there. I don't know how a four-year-old would get into the bears either. So
you just climb up on that little fence and jump.
Hmm.
And what's like? There's several witnesses who said that the kid was telling the parents, "I'm going to jump down there with the gorilla." And I guess maybe you take that as a joke, but when you got I've got a four-year-old.
Yeah,
you keep an eye on him because kids are really, really, really stupid. I mean, that's without exception, kids that age are stupid. Their brains just aren't, they don't realize the consequences of some things like that. So, I don't know. At some point, I think you've got to have, you got to keep an eye on your kids.
Well, yeah, that's where it starts. But I would wonder about a place where a four-year-old could get in there.
And what's sad is I think, like, if the kid would have died, I think that the people probably would have sued the zoo.
They may sue them anyway.
I think
they should sue themselves for being stupid.
I think the zoo should sue those people. It's crazy.
For having to kill the gorilla?
Yeah. That's a badass gorilla, though. You can't just go find one of those at PetSmart. Doesn't work that way.
No, I get it. He's a rare species, but it's not his fault. You throw a baby. If I'm a gorilla and I'm minding my own business and somebody throws a baby down there at me, yeah, I'm going to drag it around. It's a toy, right?
I mean, apparently those those gorillas are, I mean, from everything I read, that gorilla was acting fairly aggressively. Like he wasn't happy about this kid being in there. And
well, if somebody came in through a 4-year-old in the middle of my living room, I'm not going to be happy either.
Right. But yeah.
I mean, what'd you expect him to do? Ah, come on in, kid. Here's some milk for you. Oh, you don't know what that kid's doing in there. You're a gorilla. It's not like you can figure it out. It's like, oh, he's just an idiot kid. No. Something's invading your space.
Again, I'm not saying, like, I know there's some people who are like, oh, they shouldn't have killed that gorilla. They should
have. They didn't have a choice, man.
Let nature run its course. You can't let nature run its course. There's a human child there, even though it's a stupid, stupid human child.
Yeah, it probably doesn't deserve to live, but yeah. You got to do it.
You still got to do, I mean, it's a person. I get it. But I'll tell you this. When my 4-year-old son says he's going to do something, I don't take that as a joke.
I'm not letting him anywhere near the gorilla enclosure.
Yeah.
At that point. So, all right, we're going to go look at something else.
It's happened before. He said, I'm going to pull the cat into the bathtub with me. And he's done that before. That's... when they get something in their head that seems like fun, they're going to look for an opportunity to do it. And my kid today was telling me monkeys are his favorite animals. And I started thinking, I wonder if my kid is stupid enough. And the answer is yes, that he would think, oh, that'd be a fun monkey to play with. Because monkeys are, you know, they're kind of sold off as like nice creatures.
And they're nasty little bastards, too.
Well, I mean, especially a freaking 400-pound silverback. That's not like a chimp that's running around and wearing a diaper. This is like a gorilla, like a monster. But, I mean, kids are stupid. And if you're going to take a kid to a place where, you know, conceivably something bad could happen, you got to be careful. And, you know, it's not just, you know, the gorilla is an easy one because everyone knows a gorilla is dangerous. But there's a bunch of exhibits at the Houston Zoo where, like, they have these, I don't know exactly what they're called, but they look like, they're like African longhorns. They're giant cows with, like, big straight horns. And that's just like a wood fence, you know, that you could crawl through it if you really wanted to. And, you know, those big-ass African cows would probably just run away from you. But if they trampled over somebody, then what? I mean, there's a certain sense when you go to the zoo, there's an expectation that there's some personal responsibility, you know.
Well, yeah, it's
you can't go out of your way to try to get into the damn to the exhibits.
Well, it's kind of like if you go to Animal Kingdom, you stay in the truck, right? You know, you don't get out of the damn thing and let the animals run all over you.
No.
It's just dumb.
Oh, and Lamont brings up that Memorial Day, the shooting going on.
Oh, jeez, man. Yeah, that was.
That's right by my old place.
Yeah.
That's a pretty quiet part of town normally. That's a crazy thing to happen. And, I feel bad. That's a guy who was clearly dealing with some issues with his PTSD and could have found some help. But, I mean, that's crazy. And I'll give you another sad commentary on the world. If that guy would have been Muslim, people would have been going insane about it. And I mean, he wasn't. So it's not even really national news, which is crazy to me. I guess like the cops showed up, he shot at the cops. That's a crazy, crazy story.
Shot at the helicopter.
Yeah, that's not getting nearly as much buzz as you would think it would. But crazy weekend, man. Crazy weekend.
Yeah, a lot of people ask him why couldn't he be tranquilized. As they said, he was just too big, that it would have taken too long if they tried to tranquilize him. It doesn't happen automatically.
It takes like 5 minutes for them to put that thing to sleep. And these guys who – I think the guy who shot the gorilla is like one of the guys who is like a gorilla caretaker guy. And those guys know that gorilla better than anybody.
Yeah, that's got to suck.
And they said that when he's tranquilized, it takes about 5 or 6 minutes – for him to go down, and once he's hit, he becomes instantly aggressive until it starts to, you know, kind of fade him off, which makes sense. You get hit with a giant dart, you're really angry for a minute.
I will just say that would piss me off too.
Yeah. But
plus, you've already dropped a kid in my enclosure. I'm pissed off to begin with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you know, it's not like the movies where a guy gets shot with a dart and boom, he's out right away. Except Will Ferrell, when it happened to him.
It's not like King Kong, where he's just going to hold the pretty girl in his paw and not squish it. I mean, this is real life. So.
And if I'm reading the story correctly, the boy got over two fences, right? And a bush, right?
He got over two fences, a bush, and had to slide down some pole.
And people try to grab him, and like you mentioned...
Kids are dumb, man.
The mother said, no, you're not, no, you're not, and the boy did it anyway.
Well, no, you're not is one thing. How about you run over and grab him before he does it?
Maybe more parents need to put their kids on those leashes. I never had to have my kid on a leash, and I always thought it was funny when I saw people walking around with their kids on leashes. But maybe that's the answer. Maybe they do need to start doing that.
Then he would have just hung himself when he jumped over the thing.
Hey, that's on him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The gorilla would be happy right now.
Well, I don't know if he'd be happy, but he'd certainly be alive. He'd be happier than he is right now.
He'd have decorations to his enclosure, like a kid hanging there, dangling.
You reach up and pat him.
Like a cat with a toy. Yeah. Knock it around every once in a while.
Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you guys about 5-Eleven Tactical. It's a new store that just opened here in the Houston area. It's a brand that I've been a fan of for a long time, and now they've got their own store, which is pretty awesome. It's a brand that is the authentic and first tactical brand that specializes in outdoor gear from head to toe. They've created superior innovative products to survive in outdoor conditions. Brand innovators who make purpose-built gear for the most demanding missions. And I think back to when I was in the Army. If I had had half of the gear they've got in that store, my life would have been so much easier. I know what it takes to survive in harsh situations. 5-Eleven Tactical has the gear that you would need to survive in those types of conditions. Store truly is an outdoorsman paradise. They've got a little bit of everything. They've got weatherproof shirts and pants with hidden pockets if you're into carrying concealed. They've got fitness gear, boots, bags, backpacks, gun cases, slings, holsters, knives. And for the ladies, they've even got 5-Eleven yoga pants. If you stop by the new 5-Eleven Tactical store located at 5870 Westheimer Road, you're not going to want to leave. They've got a laser shot simulator in the back that is fun for all ages, including 35-year-old men, because I had a blast on that thing. Check out the new 5-Eleven Tactical store today. Tell them AJ Hoffman from the Blint sit you. That's 5-Eleven Tactical, 5870 Westheimer Road.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Sunfest 2016, the fourth annual beach party and volleyball tournament, is back. Presented by Landshark Lager, we kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us June 18th on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players, and this year we're giving away ESPN gear, tickets, and a four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. Sunfest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, the Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager. So are we all going to be there this year, Jerome?
I'll be there.
You'll be there? Okay. Black Fred said, guys, I'm actually headed to the zoo now. Thanks for the story. So...
Jeremy says, one way to avoid killing lions and gorillas in zoos is no more zoos. They're meant to be wild and untamed. The thing is, most zoos get their animals. They're rescued from people who think they can keep gorillas and lions as pets.
You can't do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
And if, like, once if someone, like, let's say Jong was dumb enough to say, I want a baby lion, and he got a baby lion on the black market and kept it in his house, and then the cops found him with this baby lion. Once they take him away, you can't just throw that lion back out in the jungle when it's been eating meow mix for the past 6 months. It doesn't work that way and expect him to be a lion. That's not how it works. Most of these animals are rescued animals or they're endangered animals that, you know, are being poached off. You know, a lot of these animals, the reason zoos exist is because people around the world can't stop shooting animals that they don't have any use to shoot, except for to say, oh, look at this badass head on my wall. So zoos are an important thing, and I think it's a good tool to teach kids about animals, teach people about animals, but
and not kill them.
Yeah, but yeah, you just got to be smarter.
I want to get a lemur.
Don't do it. You don't need a lemur.
I want a lemur.
You don't need one.
I saw a guy with the beach, had one at the beach a few years ago. It was cool. Women were taking pictures with it. That's what I want it for. Let's try a quick phone call. Tyler, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
I was calling. I've got a four-year-old. I'm 23. I'm a young parent. But, I mean, I know how four-year-olds are. But this kid had to jump over, I guess, two gates in an enclosure or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's totally on the parents. I mean, even with my little boy, I mean, even if he's not right next to me, I know where he's at all times, you know, because they have no filter. Just the other day, he fell off the bathtub and got stitches in his eyelid, you know. So that's why we're parents, they're children, you know, they definitely need to do a better job of watching the kid.
Because, like I said, kids are dumb. And I know you're probably thinking, my kid's not dumb. If he's under the age of five,
yeah, he's dumb.
He's dumb.
Or she.
Or she.
Either one. We're not going to.
Girl kids are dumb, too.
Yep.
But kids are dumb.
Well, this kid obviously had some Spider-Man in him, though, if he can get over those two fences.
Oh, well, that's part of the dumb, is kids are often very brave, but that's not smart. You know, just because you think you can, you watch Spider-Man doesn't mean everybody can do it. Just because you, the monkey looks cool doesn't mean you can go run down there and jump in there with the monkey.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And a couple of things happened at Baylor. Your athletic director finally resigned. No real shock there. And they have a new football coach.
Yeah. Were you weren't surprised at the athletic director stepping down?
No, I think when they punished him, I think that had something to do contractually that they had to do that first. So, doesn't surprise me that he stepped down. I'm still surprised they're keeping on the rest of the staff. I guess it's to have some kind of continuity, but I am glad they actually stepped outside and went and got somebody who's very respected as a person. You can't really coach, but you know, theoretically, you're going to run the same offense and Kendall Barnes will call it or whatever, and Phil Bennett will call a defense. So they should still be okay. But it's the right thing for them to do to go get somebody from outside. I believe that too.
And, you know, it's for Baylor fan, it's not ideal because now you're basically taking a guy that Wake Forest didn't want.
But obviously it's a one-year thing.
And remember, Baylor football and Wake Forest football used to be pretty much the same thing. Baylor worked their way out of that. Wake Forest has not, even though, you know, they had the same coach for the last, I guess he was there for like 12 years. Not just the last, I mean, he was there from like 2000 to until 2013 or somewhere around then. But he had a couple decent years. He made it to an Orange Bowl once. But
at Wake Forest, this is,
that's a huge accomplishment. But yeah. The last couple seasons kind of been back to the same old, where they're 4 or 5 wins a year. You know what? I probably crapped on Wake Forest football when I said that them and Baylor used to be the same thing. Wake Forest used to be better football than Baylor.
Yeah, they drop a 6-6 on you every now and then.
Yeah, so. I shouldn't have gone that far. But Baylor probably thought they were past that sort of a hire, but this is what it is. So good for him for getting a job. I think, like you said, it was important for them to get someone who was not involved in this whole thing altogether.
Yeah, and I think it's the right thing to do to have somebody come in for a year, get this straightened out, and then you can have a coaching search next offseason. And, you know, hopefully by then you will put all this behind you and you'll be able to get somebody who can come in and, you know, keep the program at a certain level. Let's try one more call. Trent, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Just wanted to talk about this gorilla thing. I think it was CNN or USA Today. They had like a little animation of how the kid got in that pen. It was actually only a 3-foot wall that the kid had to climb over. And then there was like a couple of bushes, and then he basically fell down 15 feet into this moat. And so, I mean, it really didn't take him very long. I got a five-year-old. Probably would take him 10 seconds to get in there, you know. So at first I was kind of all on board, you know, parents being negligent. But when I saw that, I mean, you got to think the zoo's responsible.
When,
I mean, it shouldn't take a kid 10 seconds.
First of all, it took him longer than 10 seconds. Secondly, he told the parents he was going to do it. I mean,
and apparently they were like 15 feet away from him, too.
And
I mean, how long did it take him? I haven't seen anything on how long it took.
From what I understand, it took him about 20 seconds to from the last time someone saw him until he was in the gorilla cage.
I mean, either way, I mean, it doesn't take very long at all.
Okay, as the parent of a five-year-old, do you take your eyes off your kids in public for 20 seconds?
I mean, probably not, but...
There's no probably not. That's you don't. You're in a public place in Cincinnati. I mean that's maybe if you're in at the, you know, Ma and Pa Zoo on the side of the road in you know, Paducah, Kentucky, you can take your eyes off of them for a few seconds. In a real city, in a real urban environment where there's a lot of people and a lot of strangers that you don't know. Responsible adults don't take their eyes off their kids for 20 seconds and just let him do what he wants. Sure, he's saying he's going to crawl in the gorilla cage. He'll never do it. Come on. Come on.
All right. You know what? We have Jerome Solomon at 5:30 today, so we'll have to do Game of Thrones at 5:15.
He said maybe.
Maybe?
He's a busy man.
Of course he is. That means he's not coming on. So should we save Thrones for 5:30 or should we just do it at 5:15?
He said let him know or text him at 5. I'll text him now and then we'll see what his schedule looks like.
All right. So if he's available, we'll have Jerome at 5:30. If he's not, we'll have Game of Thrones at 5:30.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. You may find yourself in trouble with the law, accused of a DWI. Even if you weren't drunk, they can say you were, and there may be science, there may be tests that say you were drunk with the breath and the blood test the police gave you. The tests, though, they're faulty scientifically, and attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist. What that means is he's experienced in telling you the truth about these tests, the police blood test, the police breath test, and the science involved with them, and he's experienced in telling that to juries. A lot of lawyers will take a DWI case. Very few are experienced in actually going to trial with DWIs. Gary Trichter has plenty of experience when it comes to that. There's only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. Gary Trichter's right here in Houston. If you failed the breath or blood test, don't just take the police's word for it. Call Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
Looking downcast on a park bench.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.